Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. We got Dr. Stephen Mintz here. We're excited about that. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. He's a workplace ethical expert. He's a professor emeritus at Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo, California. And he's our good friend. Stephen, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me today, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you've written a piece recently. I want you to help us develop a little bit on the show here. Why do good people sometimes do bad things? You know, we had you scheduled to talk about this before this last week. I mean, think about it. How aligned could we possibly be? What do you think? Do you think we could find a couple of examples in our world today that, to talk about this, Stephen? What do you think?
Yeah, I think we could find one or two.
on both yeah. sides of whatever. On that's the other thing, you know. The concept of extreme is getting out of hand on both sides, isn't it?
Right, yeah.
What makes people do these things?
Well, some of it is situational ethics. In other words, in one situation you find yourself really with an ethical dilemma. Do I do A or do I do B? Well, now, normally I think A is the right way to go, but there are circumstances involved in this situation where I'm going to deviate and do B. It might be a one-time event.
And in order to get to that point, you have to apply your own justification. I had a boss one time who used to tell me, he said, Jim, you can justify anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you're a smart person, you got command of the language, you can find a way to justify everything, right? I remember. I hate to pick on him, but I can't not say it. Al Gore was trying to explain why he took a certain donation from a group, and he said, "There's no legal controlling entity to keep me from doing that." In other words, that was his situational ethics at that point.
Yes, absolutely.
And we've all done it, though, haven't we? We've all had our own situational ethics. Nobody is immune from this.
No, no question about it. And that's why we have trouble as a society settling on constant, consistent ethical norms, because people do justify their actions sort of on a self-serving basis, or they'll say the ends justify the means.
Right. Well, and Stephen, what parent hasn't said, because I said so, right? I don't have to make sense because I said so. That's situational ethics. Go ahead.
Yes, no question about it. Yeah. And I studied the college admission scandal where what seems to be relatively good people, they would pay the college brokers money to get their kids into the best type of college. And that situational ethics, they would rationalize that, saying, well, it's most important for my kid to go to Stanford or Harvard than doing the right thing and going through the normal channels. But if I'm allowed to discuss things and explain things one way, another person is allowed to take their own perspective and say this is okay in another situation, and it becomes an ethical slippery slope.
No question about it. And if you find yourself in a situational ethics quandary, and if it makes you blink, congratulations, because that means you've got some morals that are trying to be a check on your behavior. But just ask yourself, take that step down the road a little bit, right? You should play a little bit of a chess game, shouldn't you, with situational ethics? And you might ultimately say, because I said so, but you should at least know what this is, the implications of this, one or two or three moves ahead. What do you think, Stephen?
Yeah, I think that's one of the failings in society. People fail to consider the consequences, short-term and long-term, with their intended action. We have to weigh the good or bad. That's really one of the best ways to determine what's right or wrong. Now, it is subject to individual interpretation, but nevertheless, you're thinking about how my intended action will affect others.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to harm them, for example.
If you're going to apply situational ethics, and as I said, we all do, try not to be guilty of saying, I didn't think it through. Don't, if you decide to go ahead with it, at least think it through, and it might change your mind. Quick break, Tweet Tail, right back with Dr. Stephen Mintz, Beyond Happiness and Meaning. That's his book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.